Welcome to Blooming Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the amazing Mr. Jason Enlick. Jason, why don't you take it from here?
Thank you, Tanya. You have the most enthusiastic introductions that I've ever heard. It gets everybody started in the right direction. So thank you for having the enthusiasm. My name is Jason Enlick, and today for the Blooming Summit, we're going to talk a little bit about all of us being in alignment with our genius. And when I say that, what I'm talking about are the pieces of who you are that are at the root of the things that you're really good at, the talents, the things that we sometimes forget because we're already skilled in a certain area, that is something that is actually provided for us to have an easier time making our way through life. So we're going to ask ourselves some good questions today. We're also going to take a look at how we can cultivate recognizing those pieces and being aligned with our genius, and some tricks and opportunities that we might have to help ourselves become more aware. First, I'd like to share with you that I am Jason Enlick, and I am a speaker, a spiritual teacher, and leader. And my passion is helping people find their purpose and doing that through their own information. I have a little different twist on how I accomplish that. I am also what's called an Akashic Record reader, and I work with the soul story that each of us has stored etherically in the ethers. And there's plenty of wonderful information available about our previous struggles, our current struggles, and the things that are to come. So that is the bread and butter of how I connect with people, is using the Akashic Records. But that is going to be a subject for a TV show coming up with Tanya. So today, as we're talking about our level of genius, we're going to ask ourselves, what are we doing now? What sort of thing are you working with in your life, maybe at work or in relationships, somewhere where you find that you are struggling? Maybe you're hitting the same brick walls. Maybe you are having the same outcomes. Maybe you find yourself in these repeating patterns and wondering, how did I get here again? A lot of times we get into this achievement-oriented and focused society characteristic that has been programmed into us by television, by commercials, by our history books. There's so many different things that reach out to us and put us in a space where we feel like we have to always be achieving. And whether or not we do that through our own personal gifts, we're always looking for what's the next thing? What am I going to do next? And missing sometimes the things that we accomplish. And going even back beyond that, when we were younger, we always had cool stuff that we like to do. So for just a second here, I invite you to take a minute to consider what sorts of things that you enjoyed when you were younger. What was maybe your favorite childhood game? Or what was your favorite subject in school? Those are early indications of the gifts that we have, those natural talents that are the easiest things for us to work with. A lot of times when we look at success, we look outside of ourselves for the gurus or the leaders, the people that we respect, and they have excellent information. And sometimes we model our behaviors so that we can be in a space and successful in the same sort of way. The trick there is that is what worked for the guru. That is what worked for the teacher. What works for the student is always something that they have an option to discover on their own or through trial and error. A lot of us have figured out that the pieces of us that maybe are a little different or maybe are a little odd, we tend to keep to ourselves and we don't uncover them. Like for me, I have amazing enthusiasm. I get really excited. I get really happy about connecting with people and helping people realize how amazing they truly are and taking an opportunity to shift that perspective or at least provide an additional thought to things that allows people to just enjoy who they are. And that is why I love the work that I do, because I get to do that every day. When we're looking at the things that we're good at through the eyes of our early years, we can see better what it is that makes us who we are. Because when we go to our younger years, that's before we got programmed by the television and McDonald's and any of the Starbucks coffee folks. Anything that everybody does, it seems to be that you just have to do that or you're not successful. And that's not really the case. When I was young, my favorite game was hide and go seek. And what was so great about it for me was that you got to hide and be really quiet and still and wait for someone else's intuition. And their intuition that they're following, looking for you, looking under here and over there and behind this and that. You are hiding in a place that is covered and it's cozy and quiet. And when that person passes by, you use your intuition of when to break for base and run and be safe so you're not it next. So that was my fun time. That was one of the things I loved to do the most. So to me, what I see there in my later years is that I really like to use and access my intuition. And I like to test it. And I like to find out if the fun that I'm having is in alignment with who I am. Because all I have to do is ask myself two questions. I know I'm enthusiastic. And I know I like my intuition and love to react with it. So I ask myself, does this really excite me? Is this something that I enjoy? And also, does it allow me to put my intuition to work for me in a way that is beneficial, in a way that helps me get further in the things that I'm doing? And we all have lots of opportunities to try out our intuition at all sorts of different parts of the day. Whether it's in traffic, trying to decide what might be the quickest way to work. Maybe before you're opening your emails, you're thinking, I wonder how many emails I got yesterday when I wasn't here. Maybe trying to figure out what is for lunch on Friday and casual day. Just finding different ways to exercise your intuition and really take a look at how that really applies to you getting through your day. So again, we're going to go back to our earlier years and talk a little bit about what our favorite subject was in school. And for me, it was science. Science was the interesting piece that had so many different things going on. It had all sorts of different subjects within the realm of science, learning about how the Earth interacts with the rest of our solar system, how the things on our planet can be mixed up into different things to create chemical reactions that are amazing and fun. And I always loved learning about anything that was science related. So for me, what I take from that when I'm older is that I really enjoy knowing how things work. I love to understand how something is ticking, what makes it really operate. How does it do the things that it does? And that can be from anything like an equation or the moving of the tectonic plates of our world before recorded time. Something like, why is the volcano in Hawaii erupting all of a sudden? And understanding how those things tick. I like to dissect the information and process it in a way that I can understand. So maybe your favorite subject was something more like math. And if math was something that you were really good at, that's engineering. That's the language of the universe. Math is a way to really express and discover how things work at a very basic level that is internationally and universally recognized as the same. So if I was someone who had reacted to that sort of environment when I was younger, I would say that I like to communicate with others in a place where they can understand it. Even if we're from different cultures or we're from different places, we have the ability to connect over the math that creates all of the understanding of the universe. It's an easy way for two people to meet and express themselves and find common ground. So consider any of the clubs or organizations that you were a part of. Any other forms of expression. Maybe you were on drill team. Maybe the ROTC was something you enjoyed. I spent time with the newspaper and was on the newspaper staff writing articles and taking pictures and sharing information. And for me, that was a wonderful expression of the culture that our school had. It was it enabled me to connect with lots of different groups of people and have different subjects to write about, to share, to get other different parts of our student body involved in things. So what I discovered from that is that a sense of community is really important for me. Having a community, very similar to what Tanya has built with our Public Speakers Association, is a very positive, it's a very positive experience for me, and it allows me to connect to people and to see them connect as well. So it's very satisfying to me to be able to express myself and then express on behalf of others as well. If you were part of any clubs or organizations, maybe the debate team, that could be an indication that you enjoy the truth of things and having your point of view, having your opportunity to share your personal truth and do that in a way that is productive and creates opportunities to learn things, that skills you'll actually use later in your life. So we often hear where somebody connects to those things and they say, wow, I did that years ago. I was really great on the debate team and that was so long ago. I wonder why I don't do things like that. And that's the pieces that we sometimes step over. Those things that really at the deepest level are what make us happy. It's really who we are. Those passions that you had, the things that you remember that you did and maybe got away from, when you think of them and have a fond memory, that's a really great indicator that it may be something for you that's part of your genius. As we move along through our lives, we tend to pick up different accomplishments and move on to the next one, and then on to the next and on to the next. We don't always take the opportunity to look at what we have accomplished, how we got there, and why it matters to us. What was behind the drive? What was behind the desire? What was fueling that fire of passion that really helped you get to that goal or get to that place, complete that project? And if you take an opportunity to think about those things from any part of your life, there's definitely indicators there of you and your genius. Now, when I think of genius, what I consider is it's when we're in alignment with the things that we are, the things that make us passionate. We're in alignment with our intuition, with our higher self, with our subconscious mind. Now, how you may recognize that is when you're in the groove, when you're in that space where everything you touch comes out exactly as planned, all of the accomplishments and the writing and the expression, the discussion, all of those things are very strong. and they just feel good. To some people, that happens when they are walking their dogs or maybe in their morning meditation. That alignment feels differently for each of us because it's unique to us. Now, not everybody can do the sit in the lotus position and meditate for 2 hours every day. I'm not sure I could do it for half an hour every day. But even that few minutes allows me to realign and center with who I am. Now, part of my journey has been an opportunity to get kind of a reboot and have some opportunity to reflect on what has worked well for me and what has made me happy in the past. I've experienced post-concussion syndrome, where I spent some time really confused on who I was and what I enjoyed, and just trying to connect to things that helped me feel that my day-to-day activity was real and meaningful. What I found was that learning different things, I have a thirst for that, and connecting with the people that are learning the same things or are really good in those sorts of areas is really connects me with the opportunity to be a part of something bigger than myself. Finding those people that know more than I do and connecting with them and growing together is something I found that's very important. When I actually took some time to reflect on what I enjoyed when I was younger and where I felt really strong when I was in school, what outside of school did I do that was really important to me? What was I passionate about? That's the road, that's the stones that laid the steps that put me back on the path to really connecting with who I am and finding out what my genius is. I enjoy expressing authentically the things that I've experienced and sharing that. I also really enjoy hearing about other people's experiences. Maybe yours is similar to that, but maybe you're also a person who really loves to nurture others and nurture at a basic level. You have a very deep sense of compassion and understand where people are at and meet people where they are with non-judgment and acceptance. And if at a basic level that's really what drives you, then something that would allow you to create your own community and your own people, bring your people to you, is something that you could look at as your genius. So when we are in alignment with who we are, my definition and my frame of reference of that is about being aligned with your higher self, your subconscious mind, and your conscious mind. Somewhere in there, our higher self knows what is best for us. And the nature of that phrase, the higher self, is about acting in our highest good. Our subconscious is often a piece that we don't always quite understand, but it always seems to be lurking there, hanging out just below the surface of our conscious day-to-day mind. When I feel like I'm in alignment, it's those moments of zen, like I said earlier, that opportunity for everything that you touch to feel perfect in that moment, harmonious, balanced, whatever that feels like for you. And recognizing when that happens is raising your awareness. When you have that awareness, all you really have to do is think about the details of that time. Consider what you were doing when you felt that way. When you really had that zen, what space were you in? Where were you? Who were you around? Was there anything special going on when that happened? I feel that alignment very simply when I'm at the beach, because the sand and the sun and the water, all of those things come together and all of the other stuff just washes away for me. And I know that I am peaceful and calm and in alignment with who I am in that moment, because I'm so grounded into it. So consider for yourself, what areas in your life bring you that same sort of zen, that same sort of mindfulness, things that you can just really slip into and enjoy, whether it's a good book or maybe it's movies, watching really cool movies. Some people have escapes like working out or riding a bicycle or whatever that looks like for you. Consider why you do those things. Look beneath the surface of what it is and what it is you enjoy, because your passion is underneath there somewhere. The things that you're truly good at are bestowed upon you so that your life can be easier. I personally feel like this place shouldn't be so difficult. We tend to want to do things the hard way and always have to work hard to achieve, and you have to work hard at this and sacrifice that. And my question is, if we're abundant beings, why is that necessary? Our pathway to get to that abundance is working with our genius, and that comes from within us. The simple things that we often discount are our greatest gifts. So where is your genius? And how can you identify that? And ask yourself, what would I do if I was in full alignment, when if I was in the perfect space, if I was operating my genius, what would I do? And the answer to that leads you to your passion and to many of the answers that you seek. So I will close by saying all of us are blooming geniuses. It is just a fact of us being on this planet and being part of whatever communities or groups that we are, our families, our friends, our professional circles. Within all of those spaces, your genius is always there with you. Now, can you take the time to recognize it, keep in that alignment, and share your genius with the world?